What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. The Blackhawks finally did it. They broke their losing streak. We're going to break that down and more of their win against the Ottawa Senators. We're also going to preview their upcoming game tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes. That's going to be very interesting to see what they're going to do against those guys. But before we do anything, we have to talk about this. Look, it was a time coming, and it's finally here, and it needed to happen, I feel. And that's Lucas Reichel got sent down to Rockford. Now, look, he's been healthy scratch at least like four times already, and it was just a matter of time. 50 games with the Blackhawks this season, Lucas Reichel scored 3 goals and scored 7 assists with 10 points. Now, he's only 21, but he had a consecutive number of, like I said, healthy scratches. And you even saw Luke Richardson talk about it. He was quoted by saying, we need him more on the offensive side without giving it up defensively. We realize when the players are down on themselves, we don't want to pile on. But it's the NHL. We have to somehow push through them to get over it. A lot of that is internally with the player. We can only do so much. When I heard that we can only do so much, I was like, the time is now done. They're done with Lucas Reichel. Like, we're tired of babying you. We're trying to help you because you're young, but we can't help you. Now, look, and they tried everything. Healthy scratches. They gave him top-of-the-line minutes. Then they have him playing center. They had him playing wing. They had him all over. Nothing has worked, okay? And even in the new calendar year, he got 10 total, you know, points. But he had 10 shots on goals, had 2 points in the calendar year so far, okay? Now he was in the bottom six player. He's not effective. He's not scoring. That was his niche, was scoring. And Luke Richardson said, like, he had it going at times last year. I mean, he finished strong. He had 12 points in the final 19 games alone. And he looked like I thought he was going to be like the next fixture along with Connor Bedard. That's what I thought. And I thought he was going to be one of their top six players. And now he's more looking like the bottom six player on this team. I'm being honest with you. And it was quoted by saying, we're just trying to help him, even show him, you know, some of those games from last year to try to get him back to that level. And nothing's worked. Now they're going to see if he can get a reset. They sent him down to Rockford to see if he can get his offensive game going. But if that don't get going, his future is in serious doubt, I feel. And look, he's young. So I'm just like, they got enough young guys. So it ain't like you was like a guy that we really had. You was a prized possession. We don't want to give up on you because we invested so much in you. Look, you was a young player that showed promise. And we thought like maybe we can build off that. And you haven't been doing it. And we got tons of young guys coming up. And now they got the likes of Connor Bedard. Just think if we didn't get Connor Bedard, we was really like, he was the focal point of this team last year. Especially when you had the likes of like Patrick Kane leaving and then Jonathan Tate. He was the focal point. And now with him out, you see what's happening. It just sucks overall because he's so talented, especially on the offensive end. And now this man may have his future in doubt with the Chicago Blackhawks. So hopefully he can get some things going and he can look like his old self in Rockford. Because if not, it may have to be with a new organization. Maybe just with this organization, it looked like his time is burnt and spent. But who knows? Time will tell with that one. Now let's get into this game. They finally won, y'all. They finally won against the Ottawa Senators. We're going to break this game down. Let's get right into it. You know how we do it. Score by score with this one. The Blackhawks get on the board first, 1-0. A goal scored by Nick Foligno, assisted by Philip Kurashev and Connor Bedard. All right, but then the Ottawa Senators did score right back and ended the period one with a 1-1 tie. Then a power play goal was given up right away to put the Ottawa Senators up 2-1. But Connor Bedard, his second game back from injury, scored a goal assisted by Philip Kurashev that tied it up 2-2. And then in the third period, just to make it a little spicy, Jason Dickinson steps up, assisted by Tyler Johnson and Joey Anderson. And that's how they win it, 3-2. And that when they have broken the losing streak and they needed that overall. Now, let's talk about shots on goal in this game. 5 shots on goal for Connor Bedard. Great one. Jason Dickinson had 3. Nick Foligno had 2 in this one. Taylor Radish had 2 overall. Those are some of the key ones that really stepped up in this one. On the defensive side, Seth Jones had 3 and Kevin Korchinski had 2. You loved it. Petr Mrazek played, I feel like, great overall in this one. 0.952 on the save percentage. Let's look at the team stats overall. 42 shots on goal for the Ottawa Senators and got only 2 goals out of that. That's why I feel like Petr Mrazek did a great job overall. We had 22 shots on goal, got 3 goals out of that. Then the faceoff percentage, 53.3. They won the faceoff percentage in that one because the Ottawa Senators had 46.7. Power play percentage, we only had 2 chances that they gave up, and they scored on one of them with the Ottawa Senators. That's 50%. We only had 1 on the Blackhawks side, 0% in that one. 4 penalty minutes for the Blackhawks, 2 penalty minutes for the Ottawa Senators, 20 hits for the Ottawa Senators, 21 for the Chicago Blackhawks, 17 blocks apiece for each one of them. I already told you the save percentage for the Blackhawks, 0.952, and then the save percentage for the Ottawa Senators is 0.864. Now look, great game overall. I mean, if I had to give my stars, Petr Mrazek definitely deserves one. Connor Bedard, he deserves one as well, getting a goal and an assist in this one. And I got to get it to Filip Kurashev. I mean, he was a part of 2 assists in that game, too. I mean, I can give it to Nick Foligno. You got Jason Dickinson. There's so many people that really, I feel like, stepped up in this game. And that's what you want overall in this one. You want people to step up in this game. And it was so many other people. I want it to be like that. That's when you know you have a good win, when you don't even know who to give the stars to overall. That was a quality win. Connor Bedard, Filip Kurashev, Jason Dickerson, Petr Mrazek. Like, I mean, I just feel like everyone stepped up overall, and it definitely showed in this game. And that's what you like and what you're going to need from this team overall. Because if you don't get that, it's going to be tough. It's just going to be tough overall for this team to kind of conquer and overcome that. But now you snapped an 8-game winless streak, which I feel like is key overall, and that's the things you need right now. So the fact that you had Connor Bedard getting the multi-point game again, his 7th of the season, by the way, and you gotta love that. So I think that was a great one overall. I mean, you look at his line overall as a whole, I think he was great. You know, you had Nick Foligno's getting his 12th goal in the game. You got Filip Kurashev stepping it up big. You know, the fact that you had 22 shots, you know what I'm saying, overall in this game, and they had like 42. Like, that's just big. The go-ahead goal from Jason Dickerson helped out, especially with 1:02 left in the game. He got his 17th goal in the season. He's now still having his career campaign. You got to love that overall. I love this right now for this team. I mean, the only bad thing I saw, I think, was Kevin Korchinski. I think he got a little too aggressive overall, so they kind of benched him a little bit. But besides that, this was great overall. They needed this win right now. And now the Senators on the other side are looking pretty bad right now. I mean, they're having a disappointing season, and now losing to a team like that is definitely going to hurt them overall. I want to mention this too right now. We talk about goaltending, and I'm saying, look, you know, now Petr Mrazek is long-term. Who's next? I've been saying this for long. Like, look, I know Soderblom's on this team, but he's another veteran player. I don't think he's going to stay too long with this team. Jason Stabert, like, he made history Friday night, become the first player in AHL history to score a goal and record a shutout in the same game, okay? His father has one of those too, by the way. He did that October 9th, 1995 in Rochester, but you got to love that overall, so we got to give him some credit. He played with the Blackhawks last season, so that was a good one overall, so kudos to him in that one. Now let's look at their upcoming matchup against the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, this is going to be a tough one right now that they're going against this team. This one right now is coming off a 2-game winning streak. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games, while we're 2-7-1 right now. This team is 32-17-5 right now. They're 13th in goal scoring, averaging 3.4 goals a game. They're in the top 10 when it comes to goals allowed, only allowing 2.7 goals. We're 27th in goals allowed, and we're still dead last when it comes to goals scored overall. Now, power play percentage, we're dead last in that category. They're 3rd overall at 27.7%. Also in this one, save percentage, they are actually pretty low in that one, 31st right now at 0.881. While we're 27th, faceoff percentages, they're 7th overall at 52%. 2.5, or we're 31st in that category. Look, this is a game right now, even though they don't give up a lot of goals, they're not really good in their goaltending. They're going to have to attack early and often. They have to duplicate a game just like this one that they had against the Ottawa Senators against this team. If they can win either in the power play percentage or the faceoff, they might have a chance, and they have to score early and often. If they can get two goals early in this game, that would definitely help them out. Something even besides, it don't have to be Connor Bedard, anybody, if you can get two goals going, but you want multiple people. Can Philip Kurashev step up? Jason Dickerson, Nick Foligno, Connor Bedard. Any one of these players could step up. Then you have something going with this team. And you could do that. You could probably might pull out a win in this game. But who knows? It's going to be a tough one overall. We're going to break that down and more in any news that happens to happen during this time. I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. I'll talk to you guys next time, man. Peace.